Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to your one-stop shop for everything haunted and spooky, The Haunted Estate. Make sure to call our toll-free phone number, 1-877-260-3428, to tell us your scary story. And don't forget to buy my book, The Home Reader, A Paranormal Journey. You can find it at thehauntedestate.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Haunted State. Thank you so much for stopping by. We have hit record downloads as of late. I'm guessing maybe it's because History Goes Bump podcast talked about us. We're really picking up in Australia right now. So, hey, mate, how you doing? I want to say a huge thanks to everybody who stopped by. We're finally getting some calls, and I want your calls, too. Make sure to do that by calling toll-free 1-877-260-3428. There, you will hear me seductively asking for your story. Then you can leave the message at the beep. I will edit it down, whatever you need. I want to hear your ghost stories, your local folklore. Was it a project in school? I don't care. I want to hear it. Any articles? Link me on Facebook. Lena Mary Teresa Myers on Facebook. I love you all tonight. We have calls. We have your stories, my stories, and everything spooky in between. So stick around. Tonight's episode should be a fun one. Have a great time tonight at The Haunted Estate. So, the first thing we're going to talk about today is a question I actually had come across, which was someone who mentioned to me that they woke up in the middle of the night to see a gargoyle-looking figure hovering over their bed. And I was kind of interested when I heard this question, as it's something that I've researched, I've kind of heard about, all that kind of fun stuff. So, with my research I've done with this, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you see some kind of gargoyle, first you think, what were gargoyles used for? They were put on buildings to scare away other things, kind of like, yes, you guessed it, guardians. So this is something that I found in my research. When people wake up and they see gargoyle-type images, they almost look like demons. A lot of the time, death has come for them in one way or another, or maybe something very dark, or possibly something harmful, maybe even something naturally harmful, like a fire or something, but that little push from that guardian, maybe that's just the entity that it looks like when it's on our Earth plane, is possibly there to make sure that nothing bad happens to you. At that same time, there is always that chance that it is something demonic, but if nothing follows through after that, you don't see dark things again, you aren't scared, scary feelings don't come along with it, then I really think that that was something positive, even though gargoyles can be a little scary. So, up next, let's jump into a phone call. Don't forget to call and tell me your story toll-free at 1-877-260-3428. Take it away.
Hey, Selena. My name's Tina. I live in Ontario. I just have a cute little story. I lived in Halifax. Interesting stuff in the houses down there. Given the explosion and the history, I was staying at my boyfriend's house at the time, downtown. It was an old house. he had three roommates, and they were all away for reading week. And I decided to stay the night there because I would wake up to the house to myself in peace and quiet. And I woke up to the sound of a girl at the bottom of the stairs. And at first, in my sleepy state, I thought, oh, it's the female roommate that was there. And then I remembered I was all alone in the house. So I got up and I went to the top of the stairs, and there she was, this 12-year-old girl in a white nightgown with bright white blonde hair and blue eyes, standing there staring at me, encouraging me to come down the stairs. Come on, let's go. Like she was talking to a sibling or someone else in the house, very, very playfully and excited. And I remember I just ran back to bed and put the covers over my head, and I looked back down the stairs, and there she was again. So I just went back to bed, I went back to sleep, and I never said anything to anyone. I thought maybe, you know, I was dreaming. I'm a very lucid dreamer, and I just brushed it under the rug. A few months later, we're all sitting around having some drinks and talking with people that live in the house, and they started to talk about the girl on the stairs. And oh my goodness, I wasn't dreaming. They all described the same little girl in the same white nightgown and blonde hair, the bottom of the stairs, calling down for someone to come down and play with her. So everybody that lived in that house had had the same experience at one point or another over 3 years when they were home alone. I thought it was very cool. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for calling in with your story. I find Halifax a very interesting place. If you are not from Canada, or if somehow you don't know about Halifax, there was the Halifax explosion. It happened on a boat, I'm like 100% sure. A lot of reason is a lot of people lost their sight because kids and people looked out the window, and as the force of that explosion, it shattered the glass into their eyes. So many people died, and so many people suffered terrible things and lost their sight. So when people talk about seeing ghosts, and especially child ghosts, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for calling in and telling your story. I would love to hear more. I love that we're finally starting to get more calls on this show. Thank you so much for being a listener. I also love when they're little girls, just because I grew up with a little girl ghost. My question to you is, what kind of feeling did you get off this little girl? Did you ever see her again? Has she shown up in more than one place? So you did bring up dreaming. There is lucid dreaming and people who can lucidly dream. I love you. I am like that. It can be fun. It can also be absolutely terrifying.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Sometimes people are in a bit of a dream state when they're up and moving around, but it was a shared thing that you guys did see, so that definitely cuts it down to more. Doesn't it piss you off when people don't believe in ghosts? Anyways, thank you so much for your call, and please call in again. Don't forget, that's toll-free, 1-877-260-3428. Next thing that I want to talk to you guys about is, I'm guessing you all shop on Amazon. I have gotten in the affiliate program. If you shop on Amazon, if you just go to my website, you'll see an Amazon banner right underneath our first image. If you click on that, it will take you directly through to Amazon.com. It doesn't charge you any money at all, but whatever you purchase there, I get kind of cash back. So you know how you use a credit card and you get 5% cash back? Well, when you do it on Amazon, it'll come back to the podcast. And I don't use the money for myself. All of that goes to the production of the podcast. So don't forget, shop on Amazon. Stop by thehauntedestate.com. Thanks, guys. Next up are some pretty cool ghost stories that I have found. Some I'll talk about, some I will just read. So let's jump into the first one. I am a mental health therapist. One of my schizophrenic clients said he was seeing a girl in his room and that she was talking to him. We believed it to be a hallucination, as he was living alone. The doctor I was with decided to challenge his delusion and had him take a picture of her so we could meet her. During the next visit, he brought a picture. And yes, she was there. To our astonishment and horror, it was a picture of him on the couch with a strange, creamy, ghost-like image of a girl hovering behind him, shrouding him in white like wings or hair, very light in color, but subtle, a shimmering image. What was eerie was seeing him sitting on the couch with his head down, very depressed looking. She was literally haunting him. All our jaws hit the floor. You could hear a pin drop. Everyone examined the picture, and we could tell it was real. The guy was a very low-functioning. He couldn't have photoshopped it. Shit got real. We were haunted. The doctor was in utter amazement. Who knew medication could treat this, he said. I can't help you with this. You're going to need to see some clergy for this one. Schizophrenia is something I'd like to talk about for a second. A lot of people who have schizophrenia end up killing themselves, and a lot of them have delusions that are more than delusions. And I say this in the sense that there are moments like these, but people who have mental illnesses and things like schizophrenia, there's a lot of research on it just saying that your third eye is really awake, that you're really seeing things, that things are really, you're easier to connect to, that kind of thing. So I'm really interesting. Do you have anybody who has schizophrenia in your life? I'm really curious of more stories where you were kind of like, I wonder if this is more. So next, on the night my mother died, at about 7 p.m., her very old grandfather, about 99, was getting ready for bed in a nursing home about 200 miles away. He was just about to get into bed when he stopped and said he couldn't, that Trish wasn't in, and sat patiently in his bedside chair. About 10 past 7, he smiled and said, "She's gone now," and got into bed. This was witnessed by an aunt. I wonder if, when people die, they give some kind of final communication. I was with my mom as she died, but we didn't speak. Who knows? That's an interesting one. I feel people who are more open to it, you'll either hear this more about a lot older people or very young people who see their parents. And I feel young people and older people definitely have that foot in the door. Once you hit about 15 to about 50, you seem a bit more closed off to those kind of things, just a little caught up in life, not really close to death and or birth, so you're right in the middle of that kind of thing. The next one is called The Masked Old Man. Once I was staying over at a friend's house and was sleeping in her bed. She had a large double bed pushed up against the wall. We both slept there. I slept with my back facing the room that night, with my friend sleeping next to me. About midway through the night, I started having a very elaborate dream about work. The dream wasn't anything significant, just something stupid. Then as it progressed, it became more ominous. A man wearing a mask similar to the Japanese kabuki mask was chasing me around my workplace, attempting to kill me. Then at some point, I began to wake up as I felt someone standing directly behind me. The dream progresses again, and the man has found me. At that point, my wakeful state began to set in further, as I could feel someone gently stroking my hair. Terrified, I laid there, slightly disoriented, as I was still somewhat in my dream. Then I hear a gravelly voice from behind me say, "Hello, little girl," and a number of things I can't remember, as well as the sensation of someone stroking my hair. I am fully awake at this point, but lying still as can be with my eyes pressed shut, fearing for my life. I finally mustered up the courage to sit up in bed and look around the room. There was no one there. To this day, I can still remember the deep, gravelly sound of his voice. The thing that made it real for me is when I told the dream to my friend. She recounted several harrowing tales of seeing an older man's spirit wandering around her house. The weirdness. We moved into a new house in 1970, when I was 5. The weirdness started pretty much straight away. The first night, We were there. My dad's watch, a typical 1970s stainless steel brick of a thing, which he had always put on his bedside table, was found in the morning to be completely dismantled. Like someone had taken out a lump hammer to it. Like someone had taken a lump hammer to it, even though the main string had been all stretched out. All 18 inches from my father's head. Over the next 40 years, we had all kinds of weirdness. From sudden temperature drops and cold spots, which moved, I regularly had to move my bed around every month or so, which were so extreme, I can remember my breath condensing in June. Oh, this is condensing, but I think he means, condensationing? Condensing? Whatever, same thing. On one evening, we came home and found the hatch to the attic ajar. It was never open normally. And there were muddy paw prints all around it. On the ceiling, actually. We didn't have a dog. We have an antique clock, which apparently hadn't worked since before I was born, and was kept as some sort of ornament. The hands on the clock would change from time to time when you weren't looking at it. Literally, you would look away from it when it said 6:45, and when you looked back, it would say 3:30. I remember a perfect circle of flies on the ceiling over my bed, which just sort of evaporated. And we were forever hearing people, or furniture, moving around in the rooms that we knew were empty. I was 5 when we moved there, and the oldest of the 3 kids. Although none of us would ever sleep with the light off, I don't ever remember being scared. Looking back, I remember us talking about the ghost, almost like an irritating, eccentric relative. After all, we had an extensive work done to the house in the early 80s. The ghost settled down a tad bit, and there was less weird. The last time it made its presence felt was about 5 years ago. My dad was away, and my bro was popping in to check if all was well. As always, he went through the house, turning the lights on before he went into another room, and then off as he left. Eventually, he was back at the front door about to leave. Switched the light off, it was dark out, and as the hallway went dark, someone gave a breathy gasp right in his ear. After he had gotten control of himself and stopped accelerating, he had to go back in the room to shut the front door. For the record, I am an atheist, who regularly has seen ghosts throughout my life. I don't believe in the undead or restless spirits of New Age hoodoo. I have no idea what caused the weirdness in my house. Oh, and one last thing. When I was about 20, I'm now 46, I met a woman completely randomly who had lived in the same house in the mid-60s, who told me she remembers it as a warm, friendly place with no weirdness of any sort. Next up, we have Halloween Nightmare. When I was 12 years old, I had a dream shortly before Halloween. In the dream, I was out trick-or-treating on Halloween night. I was in this overgrown woodsy area in my neighborhood, running away from a house a couple of blocks away from where I lived. I realized that I was running from the ghost of a woman when I saw her come flying towards me. I woke up in a cold sweat. That December, I found out that the house that I had been running from in the dream belonged to the older woman. She lived alone, didn't have any family in the area. A friend of my mother's was delivering Christmas cookies and found her dead in the house. They estimated that she had been there since about August. I don't actually believe in ghosts, but this was very strange. That's a weird one. I kind of like that, because it kind of gives you an idea of ghosts. So say she had died around when this dream was, right? Maybe you shouldn't have any family, but you were close because you were on the road and you were in the age gap where you were still kind of reachable. So maybe she was reaching out to you. That one's pretty curious. Next up, a loud ghost.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I was about 13 or 14, I lived in a normal block house in a suburban neighborhood with my family. We were told by the previous tenant that her husband had died in the house, but we weren't told specifically where. One night, after I turned the lights off to go to sleep, I heard a loud rustling noise, and then a bang that caused me to jump up and turn the lights on. Everyone in the house heard it and ran to the hallway to see if I was okay. As I looked into my room to see where the noise was, I saw my jewelry box, which had a set of doors on the front that latched shut. It was fully open, with all the drawers hanging open. I threw that thing in the closet so quick and never pulled it out to use again. I still hear things in that house. One night, I was watching something funny on TV, and in my room, I heard a man, seemingly sitting next to me, laugh in my ear clear as day. It wasn't from the television. That's always creepy. It's things like that just caught you offside would be terrifying. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at articles. I actually had to stop recording because this is freaky. I'm going to share the video on my Facebook page. My dogs are just running around at my house barking at random corners, which doesn't happen. They're usually triggered by things outside. But I have a video of Jackson just staring into my closet and barking really, really hard. And we just, I don't know. Things are weird. I want to talk about something pretty cool in the news. It's all over Facebook. It's more than just paranormal. I'm not a huge fan of clowns. I don't like people to dress up as clowns, but I do dress up as a clown sometimes, like a demented clown, probably because it scares me so bad. But listen to this news title. People are being warned about scary clowns. Here they go again. Hold on a minute, guys. Okay, and I'm back. Guess where they were? That time, Max and Jax were barking at the closet at the front door, and Molly was barking in the bathroom. Very strange of them. I was telling my husband about it earlier because I stopped podcasting. Do you hear them running around? Oh my gosh. I messaged my husband. I'm like, what do I do? This is weird. Because the thing is that it's not my house that's haunted. They just tend to come and go. It just has happened my whole life. It doesn't really matter where I live. I actually bought this house because it really didn't have any energy at all. Just if I'm in a house that has residual haunting or, spirits that hang around there, it just really emphasized I have a hard time living there. But here it was this was a really easy place to live in. Nothing was really hanging around. But things have been a bit weird in the house lately. Just some contributing factors of my life. I just had a really big bout with my sickness, so I've been a little vulnerable. So things have been hanging out, but I have a big cleansing scheduled for tomorrow. So hopefully that will help. I'm curious, actually. Are you guys interested in seeing how I do a cleansing on my house? Blah, 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 whatever. Let me know if you are. That's something I can post in a video. But now back to this. Of course, the dogs are barking when I talk about clowns. All right, ready for this? I'm sure you've seen it on Facebook. People are being warned about scary clowns luring kids into the woods. Our children mentioned, Mama, there's clowns out there by the woods. They're trying to get us come out there. Listen to this. Residents of a South Carolina town are on edge. Oh my God. Guys. I closed all the blinds. There's nothing for them to be distracted. There's no dogs barking. I'm just going to pause this again. I could go with it, make it a part of the podcast, but it's super annoying for me and for you. Okay, let's try this again. Residents of a South Carolina town are on edge after being warned that people dressed as clowns were spotted trying to lure children into the woods. There have been several conversations and a lot of complaints to the office regarding a clown or a person dressed in clown clothing talking to children or trying to lure children into the woods. A letter sent by the property management company, which owns the Fleetwood Manor Apartments in Greenville. At no time should a child be alone at night or walking the roads or wooded area at night, the property manager warned. The company that manages the apartments did not immediately return a request for comment for BuzzFeed News. However, Greenville County Sheriff's Office spokesman Master Deputy Drew Picardo told BuzzFeed News that the deputies received a call complaining about clowns being spotted in the woods behind the apartments on August 20th. The caller did not want to leave their name. But one woman did file a report with the sheriff's office on August 21st, explaining that 2 days earlier, her son told her that he had seen clowns in the wood whispering and making strange noises. Read an incident report sent to BuzzFeed News with woman's name redacted. The woman went in to investigate herself, observed several clowns in the woods flashing green laser lights, who then ran away into the woods. The woman's oldest son told a sheriff deputy he heard chains and banging at the door of the home. Donna and James Arnold, who live in the Fleetwood Manor complex with their two sons, aged 10 and 13, told BuzzFeed News she filed the report. "Our children mentioned, 'Mama, there's clowns in the wood, and they're trying to get us to come out there.'" James said some had chains, some had knives, and some were holding out money, saying, "Come here, we've got candy for you." But they wouldn't go. "It's getting a little ridiculous. My son, he's seen 10 at one time. It doesn't make no sense that they will be targeting kids," Donna Arnold said. "I was thinking about the movie It, the Stephen King one," she continued. "I was a little scared, but if they want to mess with me, they're messing with the wrong woman." An unidentified neighbor is mentioned to the sheriff's report as having seen a clown when she was walking to her house at 2:30 a.m. in the morning of August 21st. She saw a clown with blinking nose standing under a post light near the garbage dumpster area. Read the incident report. She stated the suspect waved at her and she waved back while she made her way to her residence safely. The suspect did not approach her or harm her. The deputy who compiled the report also wrote that several children said they believe the clowns stay in a house located near a pond at the end of man-made trail in the woods. Donna Arnold described the house as abandoned. The investigating deputy followed the trail and wrote of having observed the house near the pond that was located in the area behind the apartments, but reported no signs of suspicious activity or characters dressed in clown attire. The Arnolds told BuzzFeed News they and other residents are concerned for children's safety. "We talk to them constantly about stranger danger, because this is a bad neighborhood, but nothing like this has happened." James Arnold said, "This is one of the neighborhoods where guys are walking around carrying guns, but we've never had clowns before." I find this super interesting, strictly because we know that there's been weird stories that have come out before, other movies, different huge paranormal things. This is coming out right before the movie It is going to be released, and they even mention it in here. So I'm curious if this, you know, it could be those people actually called, but you know, my conspiracy theories that I got going on. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Thank you for coming back to the Haunted Estate. I'm going to try and pre-record some episodes for you guys. I hope that you have an absolutely amazing night, and don't forget to call in your story and buy my book. Have a great night, guys, and I'll see you later.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.